Earth to Leo, Vince said, amusement threading his voice. Leo had to shake himself free of the thoughts that had been plaguing him for 2 days now. He glanced at his brother. Sorry, got a lot on my mind. Vince cracked a smile. Thinking, soldier? I always thought you just reacted without thinking. It was a common comment from his brother. Controlling his impulses had been hard when he was a teenager, and for the most part, Leo was still that way. Except for work. Instinct ruled his life when he was at work. No, just getting settled in the new apartment, starting the new job. He took the exit off 1604. I saw Jeff yesterday. He said, understanding. Vince was the oldest of the Santinis and had seen the most combat, so he knew where Jeff had been. He also knew what it was like to be in Leo's shoes, as he had to watch some of his closest friends struggle with the worst of memories. Sorry, I pick you up at the airport and immediately bring you down. He shook his head as he studied the passing landscape of Universal City. Nature of the job, Leo. All four of the Santinis were in the military, and all of them had seen action. They tried their best not to do shop talk when they were together. No, we need to hit the Riverwalk tonight. Should be a busy night. Hot weather brings out the hot women. The moment he said it, the thought of Marianne Johnson sparked through his mind, leaving a trail of heat behind to tease him. Damn, last night she had smelled so delicious. Damn it, Leo, you drove through that red light. What? He looked up in his rearview mirror and realized he had. Damn, just thinking about the woman was going to get him killed. He shook his head. Sorry about that. I think you have something else on your mind other than Jeff or work. Vince always had a sixth sense when it came to their lives. He always seemed to know when they needed him to visit, needed a phone call, and he could sniff out any kind of embarrassing situation. It was hell to have an older brother who didn't have a problem rubbing their noses in it. It's just this woman, Jeff's physical therapist. She rubbed me the wrong way. He crossed his arms. Oh? Leo turned into the apartment complex and inwardly cringed. He knew he sounded too defensive and that would intrigue Vince. Oh, nothing. Just we got off on the wrong foot and now she might think I am, well, stalking her. Before Vince could react, Leo spotted her. She was walking, wearing a little pair of exercise shorts and one of those sports bra things. Her hair was up in a ponytail again. It swung from side to side with that sassy little walk of hers. Damn, he would love to see her hair free, flowing over her shoulders. He bet it would feel like silk against his flesh. He parked in his spot just a few feet from where she was walking. There she is. Why are you whispering? Vince asked, but Leo's mind was on Johnson. It still bugged him that she thought he was stalking her, and he decided to set the record straight. Without saying anything to his brother, he slipped out of the truck. Leo, I think... He missed the rest of what his brother said. Leo walked up behind her, knowing she had to have heard him. Miss Johnson? She didn't acknowledge him, and that was typical of women like her. They were huffing and condescending, and sadly, it made her more fascinating. Wanting her attention, he tapped her shoulder. She screamed. Without turning around, she shoved her bony elbow into his stomach. He doubled over as she came around with her right fist and connected with his eye. Sparks of pain erupted as he fell back. His head hit the pavement with a thunk. He blinked, trying to focus on her, but it was difficult. Santini? She leaned down, looking at him, her ponytail falling over her shoulder. It was then he saw the earbuds connected to her MP3 player. She pulled them out of her ears. What the hell do you think you're doing? He winced at the sound of her voice. I just wanted to correct your misconception that I was stalking you. Oh, well, that went over well. Scaring the bloody hell out of me. What is wrong with you? The scrape of shoe against the sidewalk had him grimacing. Damn it, he'd forgotten about Vince. So I see you can still charm the ladies, Leo. She looked up at his brother, and her mouth dropped open. Good God, there's another one of you?